Hello, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Dog School for Cool with Kathy Gibson. I'm really excited we are here again with Kathy, and she has something really, really important to share with us about dog manners in dog parks and parks of any kind. And I would like to welcome you, Kathy. Hi.
Hi. Good to be here again, Peter. Still in Maui, enjoying it.
Last couple of days.
Yes.
You had a good time?
Wonderful time.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's so good. Sky proves it too.
Yeah, it's always nice to be greeted by him every day.
Yeah, he's such a sweetie, isn't he?
He sure
yeah.
is.
He's a good host, that's for sure.
He is.
Probably even better than me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but
well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, so dog parks, little zoo, I would call it, in other words.
Yeah, dog parks can be pretty scary places. Pretty scary places when you have a new dog or new puppy. And I think the biggest thing about off-leash parks, people need to understand about the concept of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate play.
Scooping up poop.
that would be nice.
Well, let's go to manners.
What concerns me always is dogs that are being bullied by other dogs and dogs that are being the bullies. So supervision in an off-leash park requires you to pay attention to what your dog's doing. If your dog's scared or frightened in any way, it's really important to move them out of the park. They need to know that they can trust you to take care of them and protect them. Otherwise, they're all alone in the park with a park full of rowdies and bullies. The other part is if your dog happens to be a pushy dog that likes to push around other dogs or cause trouble, you need to be able to step in quietly and help them. And the key for both those cases is stepping in quietly.
Help the bully or help the bullied?
You need to help the bully understand that there's rules to play.
Okay, I'm really curious about that.
The simplest thing I do is back to that great old concept of mine, baseline guidance. It's a real strong supervisor role. So you step in really quietly, quietly move your dog out of the situation, and the dog doesn't get back in the situation until you think they're pretty calm. And what'll start to happen if you do that repeatedly with your dog who's a little bit rowdy, the dog will start to say, oh, okay, I have to settle down my play, and they'll adjust their play. Or the dog will see you coming towards them to end the play and they'll adjust themselves. So you have to be kind of like the hall monitor to keep an eye on the dog that's being a bit rowdy and pushy. If you're doing it with the right energy of calmness and quietness and just very clear that you can't do this by your action, they'll change. They'll make changes. They'll start to adjust what they're doing very, very easily, just like kids would if you're supervising them.
You know, it really strikes a chord because I remember when Sky was little, I took him to a dog park and there was this big dog, and basically this big dog just lied on him. And I could see the eyes of the scared puppy screaming and yelling. And the guardian of the big dog, he was just standing above, hands in the pockets, and he thought it was funny. But I think that it actually created kind of a precedent for Sky that whenever he sees a big dog and you know, a dog that is a little bit of a bully, he actually is trying to take charge, and he becomes a little bit of a bully as well, because
he's trying to help. He got picked on. He's trying to make sure that other dogs don't get picked on. A lot of dogs end up that way. Yeah. And that's really important. People don't understand that fear factor. If the best way to think about it for people, to put it in their minds, imagine that's your child. Would you stand by and let your child be bullied?
And
would people stand by and let a bully do it? I don't think so. But we somehow think that dogs are going to figure it out themselves. I find it incomprehensible, but that's the given wisdom in parks. So I think the key is if your dog is scared, it is so important to take them out of the situation. Dogs are very social. They love to play. They love to interact. So if you keep quietly taking them out of the situation, two really important things happen. One is they know you've got their back. So I feel a lot safer when I know I've got Gary walking down the street beside me. He'll take care of anything.
He's a big guy.
That's right. So it's that knowing that you're there to protect them. So that helps the scared dog. And then the social part comes up. Suddenly the dog says, well, I think I'll try now. I think I'll try. And they'll go into a situation. And then once they know that you've got their back and they can run to you for help, and they try to be socially interactive, if there's a problem, they know they can run to you for safety. Yeah. So instead of having a dog that's traumatized, you have a dog that goes, oops, that was a bad dog, instead of all dogs are bad. I can't express enough that fear factor. You've got to protect your dog.
You know, we have the fear factor and then we have the human factor, and I know that, that emotions get into play. So, can you give our listeners step by step kind of guideline of what to do?
It's one step and one step only, and it's what I
It's
call
really
baseline
complex.
guidance. Yeah, that's the thing. It's I've been working for 30 years to develop a system that's not rocket science. It's really simple and straightforward. You're quiet, you're calm, you're silent, you very clearly walk in, very clearly take your pup out of the situation,
So
and
you breathe and make
breathe. Keep your
sure that.
shoulders dropped, breathe deeply, and stay calm. And again, it's an analogy would be if your child is scared and terrified, you don't go, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." You make it worse. You have to be very calm and help your child feel safe. The other thing about being very calm is that really makes you look like someone who knows what you're doing, not only to the dogs in the park, but to the other people. It's amazing. I can walk into the middle of a catastrophe going on amongst dogs, and I stay very calm, silent, very, very neutral in my actions, and suddenly I've got people helping me, and suddenly the situation can resolve itself. So just behave very calm.
So just, you know, like not making a lot of drama, just take
Nope.
your dog by a harness or collar and just gently remove them and maybe breathe and all that. Am I getting it?
You're getting it. And it's a
Perfect. So
question
don't
to
beat other dogs with purses or whatever you have,
No,
or
oh
don't
my
wear big
goodness.
sticks to the playground because I find it really horrible when I see people actually already getting ready for that conflict and they're carrying big sticks. And obviously it attracts problems and
Well,
trouble.
everybody's getting themselves aroused. And again, it's just a simple common sense. It's just the dogs are like children. They really are have been bred not to be adults, and so they're not adults. They're kind of like kids. So they sometimes will get out of control, sometimes get out of hand, and it's our job to supervise them. And you do it calmly and quietly. No yelling, no correcting, no beating up the dogs or the people. Just being very calm and quiet. And it's a powerful, powerful message to the dog.
So I actually think that 99.9% dogs are really amazing and they're well behaved. And on the news and in media, we obviously hear about the 0.001%
That's
dogs that
right.
get in real trouble, and then every dog suffers, and no dog is allowed off leash and all that stuff. And it's pretty much similar as if one person caused a crime and everyone else would be actually suffering the consequences of that crime. Obviously, that's, you know, it's only one person guilty, one dog guilty. So we should actually approach these dogs and these irresponsible dog guardians. But, you know, I think that we need more dog beaches and parks because there is 30, 40% of people and families with dogs. And we are like segregated in these little beach ghettos or parks ghettos where there is like too much concentration of dogs. And I see it here in Maui where dogs basically play on the beaches and they're among children and there are no troubles. And in Vancouver, it's constant fights and so on because there are little spaces for so many dogs. So I'm hoping that we're going to be making some changes in the months and years to come because we are paying taxes and we are entitled to actually to a portion of those parks and beaches, aren't we?
It's amazing how the tide has turned against dog owners, but yet we have such a strong core of dog owners, but yet we've been ghettoized.
We're being bullied.
Yes, we are. We're being bullied by a lot of people, and I'm not sure why. And the other thing that's really sad is they're forcing us to break the law. They're forcing us to find places to walk our dogs and play with our dogs that aren't legal because the legal places aren't adequate. They aren't appropriate. A lot of dogs that are nervous of other dogs, where can they go?
You know, I think that it just comes from the different culture background, and I know that dogs sometimes are vilified, and people just aren't used to them. But I think that we can't really allow being marginalized just because someone doesn't like dogs. And I think that dogs are actually causing and bringing so much good in our lives that we have to appreciate them. We have to give them the freedom. And the people who don't like dogs being off leash, maybe they should think of removing their own virtual leash from their neck because they are too restricted and in life, and maybe they're just jealous that they don't have the freedom. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
your visit, Kathy, again, and stay tuned for dogs School for Cool with Kathy Gibson. I almost forgot the name. And if you want to contact Kathy, you can email her at discovery@customk9.com. And that's customk9, word by word, letter by letter. And if you want to access more podcasts, you can go to drpeterdebias.com. And thank you so much for listening. Take care.